You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, we're going to hear from Jimena Bengoechea. She's 33, she lives in San Francisco, and works for a big tech company in Silicon Valley. She's also a first-generation American. Jimena moved to the Bay Area a few years ago, and she's had a hard time finding her place here. In today's Bay View, she talks about what it's like to be a first-gener working in tech in San Francisco.
Growing up, I used to hear Spanish every day. My father, who had moved from Colombia to the States as a child, switched back and forth between English and Spanish, peppering his speech with both. My mother, who immigrated to New York from Argentina as an adult, spoke to my sisters and me exclusively in Spanish. We were four girls, and I hate to admit that we often answered her in English. I left New York 5 years ago for San Francisco. I had no job, just a firm belief that this is where I needed to be. In my mind, San Francisco was my shot to break into big tech. I had worked for a few startups in New York, but when a company stays small, you can only learn so much. I wanted to be where the action is. It didn't matter that I didn't have any interviews lined up, or that my initial sublet would only last 2 weeks. Something in me was stubbornly certain that it would all work out. And in fact, San Francisco has been generous to me. It has given me a career, a husband, a rescue dog named Moose. I have enjoyed its always fresh produce, its wacky obsession with technology, and its fervor for protecting the environment. But I would be lying if I said it's been easy. Since moving here, I have felt less and less connected to my South American roots and heritage. I've even begun to feel monolingual. It may sound crazy, but in a region with more than 500,000 Spanish speakers, I still miss hearing the language. It's not part of my workday or my life at home. These days, I hear it mostly on the bus, in passing. Sometimes I get a Lyft driver who takes a guess that my name, Jimena, means I speak Spanish. I get to slip into a second skin during these conversations and dip into the colloquialisms I grew up with. These moments are nothing short of bittersweet, a touch of home and sadness to know that this is the most Spanish I've spoken all week. I'm even losing my vocabulary, getting rusty in my castellano. My office does have a group called Todos to help Latino employees connect. In some ways, this should be my answer, a way to get in touch with my heritage. They host events and social mixers and bring in speakers. I'm grateful that there's a space for Latinos to connect and celebrate their culture. That hasn't been true of every company I've worked for. But I have to confess, I haven't actually made it to any of their events or joined any other Latinx groups in the city, mostly because I can't help feeling a little like a fraud, like I'm not Latina enough. Yes, my first language was Spanish. And yes, my house was filled with the songs of Mercedes Sosa and the scent of Parrilladas. But we also listened to Jefferson Airplane and the Beatles and ate a lot of Italian food. I don't even sound like a native Spanish speaker anymore. Too much of my American upbringing has filtered in and tainted whatever pristine accent I had as a child. Working in tech only complicates matters. When I first moved to San Francisco, I lived in the Mission. I loved its diversity, its unfussy restaurants. I could make small talk in Spanish at my neighborhood market while picking up produce and impossibly inexpensive strawberries. At a certain point, I remember the inventory began to change. The $4 yogurt with a colorful Spanish label was replaced with $9 Wallabies Australian-style yogurt. Suddenly, there was a lot more kale. I remember thinking, this sucks. I also thought, and here's where it gets challenging, I am part of the problem. I am one of the roughly 300,000 highly skilled, well-paid tech workers in the Bay Area. Our presence, my presence, is definitely driving up rent. It's definitely making the restaurant seem both more expensive and boring. It's making our roads more crowded and our neighborhoods less diverse. In some small way, my presence has contributed to the resegregation of neighborhoods in the Bay and pushed minority families out. At the same time, I'm glad to be working in tech, not just for myself, but on behalf of people like me, people who grew up speaking more than one language, people who will never understand certain American traditions, like Super Bowl ads. People who might not think there's a place for them in tech. There are a lot of Latinos in the Bay Area, but there are not that many Latinos working in technology. And I want that to change. I want more of us, Latinos, first-geners, immigrants, to reap some of the benefits of the tech boom, not just the drawbacks. And to be clear, we also need to play a role in fixing what tech is destroying. Our voices should be part of the conversation, not just in protest, but also from the inside. We need to advocate for more diverse representation in our imagery, our messaging, and the products we build. We need to talk more about the unintended consequences of tech innovation on minority communities. I want to be one of many voices invested in these topics, and not one of a few speaking on behalf of many. And personally, I want other first-geners in tech to feel supported, to find role models in others like them, people who share a similar heritage and a passion for technology. I recognize that it's partly on me. I know that I should put myself out there, get over that sinking feeling of being an outsider. I should take the plunge, join a community group, participate, even if it's scary. But maybe change and belonging isn't about joining a group. Maybe it's about being louder. Maybe I need to bring my whole self to work more than I am today. Talk about my heritage, even if no one is asking. Maybe I need to make myself known so that I can be a role model for others. And bit by bit, do what I can so that people like me know they are not alone.
That Bay View came to us from Jimena Bengoechea. And we want to hear from you. Have you got a Bay View you'd like to share? Write up an essay with your personal take on some aspect of Bay Area life. It can be anything, housing, transportation, identity, or anything else. Then send it to bayviews@klw.org. And don't forget to include your name and phone number.